It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, Fairbanks. Welcome to Building Alaska show here on KFAR Radio. I'm your host, Constantine, and I have my co-host, Jesse, here with me. And our guest here this week is Seth Church with Jewel Isaac. He's a contractor, local general contractor here in Fairbanks. And this is the second part continuation. We had a show last week, and we had heard some great stories where Seth talked about the boom and the bust that he had with his business in North Dakota. He was very successful at one point, then he kind of lost everything, moved back to Alaska, but he never lost faith in his Lord, right? In our Lord Jesus Christ, who helped him carry through those hard times, and he rebuilt his business here. And Seth, tell us, what do you guys do these days? Where are you at with your business?
Well, I'd start with, you are what you focus on. So if you focus on eating healthy, you're going to be healthier. If you focus on going to the gym, you're going to be stronger. If you focus on your spiritual walk, you're going to grow in that realm. It's the same with any business. If you focus on just making money, that's what you're going to be to your customers, to your employees, and you'll probably make money. But if you focus on quality, you're probably going to be a higher quality company. For us, we found our best focus was on our clients, and that's why we've put it as our slogan, as building relationships. If we take care of our clients, we find the level of quality for the price that they want, and we try to look at from our client's perspective on what they want. So one piece of wisdom is focus. You are what you focus on, so choose what you're going to focus on. Choose what you're going to be good at. Right. You can't be good at everything. So, you know, the old adage is you can be good at price, you could be good at speed, and you could be good at quality. Pick any two.
Yeah.
Choose which two.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Are you
That's
be,
good.
What are you going to be good at? What are you going to be bad at?
Mm-hmm.
So we've chosen that in our company. And as far as where we're at as a construction company, we have some goals. We're growing. We have a management team, and they have regular meetings, and we look at what our long-term goals are and our short-term, and we've just been implementing them. You can't implement everything in a day, so you take them off as milestones, and you attack one at a time or two at a time, and you improve your company as you go at the speed that you're able to while you're doing the work.
Right.
A couple things I think that any contractor should focus on, they should focus on organization. So many contractors and service providers in Alaska do not have a software program that's integrated. So one of the things in any business in Alaska, I would look up and find a software program that helps you organize all of your invoices, all your projects, all of your customers, everything into one software as much as possible,
right,
so that you can be organized for your employees and for your customers and for your accounting, for every aspect of your business. That's something that if you're starting brand new, that's one of the first things that I would encourage you to do.
Right. There's a lot of very affordable softwares. Let's say like QuickBooks is easy to start off with, right? What kind of software do you guys use for your business?
We use Contractor Foreman for my construction company. My hydrovac company uses Field Pulse. I have one real estate company that uses DoorLoop, another that uses Buildium. QuickBooks is good for your bookkeeping and stuff, but I recommend more of an enterprise software that's more fitted to the size and the type of business you are running. It's going to make a world of difference. Whatever the software price, pretty much, it's going to save you money. It's cheap.
Yeah.
If you can find a program that's out there that's specific to your industry, almost whatever the cost, it is cheap.
Because time is money. Without the software, you're going to be spending a lot of times, right? Or a lot of time using paper.
Exactly. You're going to spend a lot of time, but also unless you're perfect, you're going to miss invoices. You're not going to get paid from customers.
Right.
You're going to not be there on time. You're going to miss job appointments. You're not going to have the records. So you're always searching, where did I put that file? Where do I keep that? You know, you can, with these software programs, you can keep all of the data, all of the pictures for the job, all of the files, all the drawings, the plans, all the communications, your bid, your invoices, all in one program.
Right.
That is going to make you a much more professional company, even if it's just you with the hammer out in the field and your pickup truck. It's going to make you on a different level, just that one piece of advice. So that's a great starting point. If you're not doing it, you need to do it now, not tomorrow, not next week. You need to go find the right program that you can try. And the other thing is, don't let the perfect get in the way of the good. If you're still using paper invoices and all of that, you can say, well, I don't like this program, I don't like that. Well, go interview three or four and then narrow it down and pick the one that's the best that you can find. Don't wait for the ultimate perfect that you're looking for. Implement good rather than staying status quo.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of these programs, you can actually communicate with the clients, communicate with the employees in the field, and everything's done communication through through the software. And I believe that that's very important, right? Because then you don't miss anything, and everything's being recorded. If somebody said something, they forgot what they said, or there was an agreement with the client and whatnot, you can always go back and say, hey, this is, here's our communication list over here. And you can always go back and verify things.
That's what all of our programs do, those things. What we're dabbling with right now is we're trying to set up with one of our companies artificial intelligence instead of dispatch for like one company. We're giving all of the questions and answers, the whole chain, the tree, and our hope is that we'll be using artificial intelligence to schedule appointments and to direct every question here shortly in the future.
So you're planning on taking some work away from people, huh? Just kidding.
You could say it that way, or I would say that now we're going to free up more time to work on other things that we need to improve with those people.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, the technology, if you can use it for good, to improve, I mean, I'm all for it. Absolutely. There's so much.
Let's face it. What are clients complaining about? They're complaining about, in our industry, building in Alaska, reliability. I can't get a contractor to show up. Once he shows up, he doesn't finish.
Right.
He's not reliable. People are willing to pay for reliability. So implement the systems to make yourself more reliable. When you say you're going to show up, show up.
Absolutely.
When you start a job, don't just bounce around. So use software to help you schedule so you're not, like, scattered everywhere. Oh, I got to go on this job, show my face, and then I'll leave it and go to the next job and show my face. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, that gets you in trouble.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Fairbanks, if you're just joining us, this is Constantine with Building Alaska and on KFAR Radio. And our guest here is Seth Church with Jewel Isaac Construction. You've probably seen their trucks running around here with that cool logo sign says Jewel Isaac. And what is that? That's like a map of the world, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Ways to improve.
That's right.
Improve your business at any level.
So Seth, you said, or you mentioned about using technology to schedule appointments, and whatnot. There's a huge issue here that we see it all the time with clients. They said that contractors, they would call a contractor, they schedule an appointment, the contractor never shows up. Why is that? It seems like it's specifically here, like in Alaska, it's a really, really big issue.
There's a lot of reasons, from workforce to short season. But honestly, if you use proper planning, if you use scheduling software to help, you can really reduce the problem. The other way to reduce it is to build relationships with your subcontractors if you're a general contractor. So have companies that you trust that are reliable. That's going to make you, to your customer, more reliable. And if you want to be the last resort contractor, treat your customers like a last resort. But if you right. want to be a premier contractor that can charge a premier rate, you need to get your stuff together and
step
you need to be
to
able to yeah. be reliable, or else they're going to get tired of this unreliability and go find a contractor who can do what they say they will do for the price that they say they will do it for.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like there's a lot of contractors. Well, first of all, I believe that there's more work than contractors here in Fairbanks, right? And a lot of these contractors, they see, let's say, like a one-man show. They take on so much work that they're unable to provide services, right? In your experience, what helped you, how did you come across from becoming a one-man show to hiring people? And what are the benefits of that?
I really grew with my clients' needs. So as my clients needed more, when I got to where I couldn't just hire a 1099 or a sub for some of them, I had to bring on employees. And so I grew organically with that, according to my clients and then my needs. Some projects, you know, you don't have the luxury of getting subs. I mean, if you're looking for a concrete contractor right now, if they're available, they probably are a really bad contractor. Mm-hmm. So you're left with self-performance or using probably a really bad contractor if you're looking for one in October.
Right.
So sometimes you just have to do things. And you're not going to be as good as, let's say, a Rady Concrete. They're the best that I know of here in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. They have a great reputation. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to do a concrete job as good as them, but they may not be an option. They're too busy right now.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So then you have to grow, you have to bring on people, and you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. So when did you realize that you cannot wear all the hats in your business? So when in your business did you realize that, hey, if I want to be successful, I need to start hiring people and supervising instead of working on with tools.
That's really driven based on the volume of work, really. And I've been aware of that for a long time because I've had quite a few companies. I think it's close to 30 companies I've started.
Oh, wow.
So as,
wow.
as far as when I'm I heard a subcontractor tell me that he went to courses and they said, you can do about 1.8 to 2.2 million as a sole proprietor running your business and keeping it all going. After that, you're probably going to be, you know, dropping balls everywhere. And mm-hmm. and I think that was probably really wise advice. You could probably max yourself out at somewhere around 1.8 to 2.2. If you're a GC and you got only subs, you might be able to go a lot higher than that. But at a certain point in those numbers, you've got to bring on someone else to project manager. And at a certain point, you have to bring on an estimator. At a certain point, you have to bring on the different aspects of quality control, safety, everything. At first, mm-hmm. everybody's their own safety. They're their own quality control. They're
right.
the only one there. They're their own bookkeeper unless they can get someone to part-time or outsource. But at every level, and you're going to have to find that level yourself.
Right.
When am I overmaxed? When am I dropping balls because I can't handle all of these aspects? When am I losing money instead of saving money by saving on this overhead or this position? And you'll have to, you know, that's a hard line for a lot of people, and it's a point of failure because people don't realize it generally until it's costing them a lot of money or it's costing them a lot of failures.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say in utilizing financing or debt when you're starting off a business?
Be very careful. Be very careful. Who's going to survive a crisis first? The guy that has a lot of debt or the guy that has no debt?
Right.
That's a simple answer. Be very cautious with debt. It can be a tool, but as Dave Ramsey, who's going to be on the air next, says, debt can be a real disaster for most people, and it has been for me in the past. So I look at it with respect and with a lot of thoughtful a lot of thought goes into any deal before I get into any debt.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are going to take a quick pause to catch our breath, and we'll be back with more Building Alaska right after this break on KFR Radio.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Gen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
And we're back on KFAR Radio with the Building Alaska show, talking here with our guest, Seth Church, with Jewel Isaac. And so, Seth, let's talk about, let's say if somebody decides to start a construction company, where do they start?
Well, you start with a business license and a general contractor's license, a bond, an insurance, workman's comp. You need to get all of these things in place. So I would start by talking with an insurance company, researching an Alaska business license and contractor's license and applying. But that's the technical aspects. Really, what I think you need to consider is you need to think really long and hard. Is this a business that I really want to invest my life into? Mm-hmm. This is one of the most dangerous businesses to get into. It's very difficult. There's a lot of moving parts, and you need to there's one side of it, which is the craftsmanship, going and putting on the siding or building the house. That's one side, and that's very technical. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. But then there's a whole other side, which is the business side. And that's the client relations, that's the accounting, it's the payroll, and all of those things. So you're starting a very complex business. So you need to think long and hard, is this something I'm going to do? If you decide after thinking long and hard that this is the business for you, then I would try to do it without debt. You've got a pickup probably, or a car. It doesn't take a lot of money to get a few tools. Start real small. Build it up from that. Use the profits to invest back into the company. Keep doing it. You can make a lot of profit as a solo guy with a hammer and a saw.
Right.
You can build up some profit, then go buy your truck, go buy your equipment. But be conservative. Make sure you're making the profit. So that's a low danger area when it's just you self-performing. The danger area comes when you hire somebody. Now you got payroll.
Right.
What a lot of guys think is, oh man, I'm a carpenter. I'm making $35 or $50 an hour. I'm going to go on my own, start my own shop, and I'm going to charge $90, $100 an hour. Wow, I'm going to make so much money. But what they don't think of is the insurance cost.
Oh, yeah.
They don't think of the workman's comp. They don't think of all of the cost of estimating, staying up and doing payroll, the time between jobs, going and getting the work. So, yes, you made $100 an hour for 20 hours this week, but you didn't have any work for 40 hours. Well, what's your average?
Oh,
and then you had all of these other costs. So you got cost of gas for your vehicle, insurance for your vehicle. A lot of people really underestimate. They think, oh, the company is just making so much money on them. I figure like 33, 34% of cost on top of every hour for each employee, and that's just for insurance, general liability, and workman's comp, and you know, those things. And then you've got cost, you know, a lot of times it depends on how you're estimating. Do you estimate how long they're going to go to Home Depot and Lowe's and how many times they do in a day? That can kill you if you're really tight on your number. Did you estimate for their bathroom breaks and for them to take a smoke break or a phone call from a relative? I mean, if your margin is 10% profit, that screwed you. If they took a took a half an hour in that day, you just lost all your profit. Now you're going negative if there's anything else. So you need to really get very familiar with all aspects of the business and be very thoughtful before you jump into the construction industry. There's a lot of other industries that are a lot easier, a lot safer industries to get involved with.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to talk about employees here. The issue that I see here, let's say in Fairbanks, the smaller contractors are competing for employees with the bigger contractors, let's say with work like on base where they pay Davis Bacon. Do you see that issue in your business?
I'm happy with competition. I really don't see it as an issue. The nice thing about Davis Bacon is it levels the playing field. Union contractors pay $1 less than non-union, but it gives a good wage to whoever is working out there.
Well, what I mean by that is, let's say, residential contractors, right, for them to retain good professional employees who know what they're doing, they have to pay them top dollar as well, too, right, to retain that workforce. So that top dollar, it kind of translates or goes down to the customers. So there's a lot of times where the customers, where they get a sticker shock when they get an estimate on their project.
And I understand that, but that employee has to go to the grocery store, and they're getting that same sticker shock. Their paycheck is not going near as far as it did 4 years ago. The amount of inflation in certain sectors of the economy has been so drastic that personally, I think the unions have done a lot of good in Fairbanks for bringing the price up on wages. And quite frankly, with wages have not gone up in the construction industry that much at all. Materials have. Some of the costs of doing business have. But I personally, I think that wages for construction workers should go up even more. So I'm hopeful that they do to compete with the high costs that our employees are facing.
Yeah, with the price of groceries and everything, it's going up.
Yeah.
Or raising a family. I think I saw somewhere, I think it was, if I'm correct, I think it was they estimated it cost about $1 million to raise a child throughout the lifetime. That's insane. That's crazy.
But $1 million is not what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It is not the same. Our government has figured out that taxing us was not nearly enough. They just needed to inflate the dollars to pay for it, and they would take away the value of our dollar, of our purchasing power.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jesse, you had a question there?
Well, it's a little bit more of a comment. You know, all these smaller businesses, I think one of the issues that we see is the reliability. And then what we were talking about, there's so much that goes behind running a business, whether you're small or you're on a large scale. You know, not many customers have that understanding that, hey, you know, they charge this amount because of this. One of the things that I've seen is, like Constantine said, those sticker shocks. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. They might know a little bit about, you know, where we are at with the economy, but all those little things that add up from the business perspective, not many people are mindful, you know, about those things. But I came across this funny sign. I think I'm going to purchase it or put it in the office. But it says, we offer three kinds of services, good, cheap, and fast, but you can only pick two. And this is kind of where we're at right now, you know, with so much work and very little workers, you know, you could choose either good and cheap, but it won't be fast. You can choose fast and good, but it won't be cheap. You could choose cheap and fast, but it won't be good. You know, going back to building that relationship, it kind of helps level those things out a bit, I see, because we, with our customers, even if the job takes a little bit longer than expected, the fact that you build that good relationship with those people and you're willing to go the extra mile, even if you're losing, you know, a couple bucks here and there, I think that's what Fairbanks and actually the entire state needs to see more of from contractors, from business owners is, hey, we want to work with you. We don't want to just collect that paycheck and be on our next project. We want to build that relationship because what we do is, you know, we do have advertising. We do have it on the radio. We have it on social media. But one of the biggest ways that we advertise without even knowing is word of mouth. People love us. You know, if you look at it on our website, we have 5 stars. Because, yes, certain things, you know, happen on job sites. But what it comes down to is, are you going to be that business who's willing to go the extra mile, even if you're going to, you know, get a bit of a pay cut? But just a little bit of... something that I've seen over the years here.
Well, to add to that, I think with your customers, you've got to be transparent. You know, you show them what the costs are.
Right.
People are reasonable. If it costs you X for your materials and it costs Y for labor, they can see that. And then, like you said, they can pick. Do I want it cheap? Unreliable, but cheap. Do I want it no quality, cheap? They can do that. They've got a choice. And it's the same problem that they have or people have with AI. A lot of jobs are going to get displaced unless you figure out a way to succeed in the new economy.
Right.
In construction, you're just not going to get it built, or you're going to get it built really poor quality or really unreliably. So customers are having to navigate, and I sympathize with them. I'm actually a customer of my own construction company. I'm doing warehouses and houses and different things for me, and it's shocking. Even with my other construction companies giving them, I'm like, man, this is expensive, but. I mean, they show me the cost. This is what it cost.
That's funny. That's awesome. Hey, so I want to talk about customer from the customer standpoint. Okay, what should the customers should be aware of when they're hiring a contractor? We got a few minutes actually before we end the show.
A customer needs to understand that there is a liability and a risk in who they choose to allow to work for them. A lot of homeowners really don't get that. Businesses often understand that. If they hire cheap but doesn't have insurance or doesn't have workman's comp, the guy falls off the roof or whatever on their property, if you just hired some Joe Blow that doesn't have any of that, you could be bankrupt from that. It could take you down. And most people, I don't think, realize that. Oh, I'm okay with hiring the kid to the pool or, you know, to clean the pool or whatever. And if that kid drowns on your property, there's a very good chance you are going to personally go bankrupt because you can't afford a couple million-dollar suit or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
So for general contractors, my own house that I'm remodeling, I use my general contractor company because I want to protect my risk. I want my employees to have workman's comp. I want to have general liability insurance. I think that's something that is commonly misunderstood is they think that they're just saving money. But you're saving money at the expense of risk. That's why we all have insurance on our cars, on everything.
All right. unfortunately, our show came to an end. That's going to do it for this week. I want to thank our guest, Seth Church, with Jule Isaac. But stay tune in next week for the next show. We're going to continue with Jule Isaac here. We're going to talk about the customer's viewpoint on construction. And stay tuned for the Dave Ramsey Show.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.